From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. and key allies are set to insist that Iran give immediate and unfettered access to its previously secret uranium enrichment facility, including allowing inspectors to interview those involved in its planning and construction. The demands are to be presented to Iran at multinational talks next week. President Obama says Iranian leaders have a choice to make.
They can live up to their responsibilities and achieve integration with the community of nations. Or they will face increased pressure and isolation and deny opportunity to their own people.
The president in his weekly radio and internet address today. The head of Iran's nuclear program says UN inspectors are welcome to visit the new enrichment facility, but he gave no time frame and did not say whether they would be allowed to set up monitoring equipment. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez is hosting a two-day summit of leaders from South America and Africa. They're looking for ways to strengthen their economic and political ties. The BBC's Will Grant has more.
Amid very tight security, more than 50 heads of state and government have descended on the island, bringing with them hundreds of members of their entourages and local business leaders. All of them hosted by Washington's most outspoken regional critic, Hugo Chavez. But President Chavez says this meeting will be more than what he calls just another summit. "We want to mark the path for the next 10 years," he said, referring to intercontinental dialogue on poverty eradication, mining and energy resources, trade and agriculture.
The BBC's Will Grant on Margarita Island, Venezuela. A member of the Federal Reserve Board's Board of Governors is warning that the Fed would invite inflationary trouble if it waits too long to raise interest rates. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Fed Governor Kevin Warsh warned Friday the Fed will likely need to start raising rates and tightening credit before it is obvious that it is necessary and with greater force than usual. If the Fed waits until the economy is returned to normal to tighten, he said it will almost certainly have waited too long. And when it does decide to hike rates, it should do so as swiftly as it lowered them, Warsh said in a speech at an international banking conference in Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
After a week of devastating flooding, parts of Georgia could get more floodwaters after a day of drenching rain. Georgia Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports.
With creeks and streams having already passed flood stage, Kent Frantz with the National Weather Service is warning northwest Georgia residents to watch the Conasauga River.
The Conasauga River is beginning to rise. It's hard to say whether that will reach flood stage. It's going to take some rain today.
That rain is expected, with flood warnings lasting until midnight as the storm moves through northwest Georgia. Federal and state officials are also warning residents not to travel in that area if it can be avoided. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
This is NPR News from Washington. The commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has hand-delivered a request for more troops to top NATO and U.S. military officials. The White House says it wants to review the entire strategy in that region before considering the general's request. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says an important satellite that's used in forecasting hurricanes is likely to fail in the next several weeks or months. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
QuickSat is a polar orbiting satellite that makes a pass over the oceans once a day. Hurricane forecasters use it mostly to monitor tropical waves and depressions, disturbances that can strengthen into hurricanes. It was launched in 1999 as an experimental satellite that measures wind speeds on the ocean surface. And in that, it's been very successful. NOAA hopes to replace it with two next-generation satellites. Those replacements, however, won't be ready for 5 to 10 years. Officials at the National Hurricane Center say the failure of QuickSat won't affect their ability to track hurricanes. Their main tools are geostationary satellites that keep a continuous watch on the oceans. Forecasters say once QuickSat fails, they've made arrangements to get data on ocean wind speeds from satellites launched by Europe and India. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
President Obama spoke to the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual dinner in the nation's capital tonight, and he urged the lawmakers to enact legislation to overhaul the health care system. He told the caucus members, "There comes a time when, in his words, the cup of endurance runs over." The president said the country has waited for health care overhaul since the days of Presidents Roosevelt, Truman, Johnson, Nixon, and Clinton. Mr. Obama added the nation cannot wait any longer. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.